80 games are in the exhibit at Green Bay's Neville Public Museum. Bradley Check has amassed the collection, buying his first machine when he was just 13 years old.
This Joust Cocktail, Warlord's Cocktail, the Demolition Derby Island-style machine, those are all...
Not to mention Death Ray's Fantasy Reactor, Frogger, Dig Dug, and a game based on the rock band Journey. Oh, and an early 70s iteration of Pong, the granddaddy of all video games. Check is a Green Bay radio DJ with an obvious predilection for video games, and he says they are art. Once he tracks down a game, he restores it to the point of playability and puts the often eccentric side panel art back in shape.
It's just the right amount of time that has gone by now that people can really appreciate this stuff again.
Also, people who've never really had the chance to experience a video arcade game firsthand, like these little boys playing Space Invaders.
You try to shoot those and then you use a joystick.
I need to save the world!
Or their classmates, fourth graders Laura Wilkins, River Bouquet, and Anastasia Rivera. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite game?
Pac-Man.
Why?
Because you get to eat monsters.
Well, you have
I love Pac-Man.
Yeah.
So do I. It's awesome. You get to eat the little things and eat the monsters, and it's cool.
Yeah.
I just hate when I die. That's just weird.
Yeah.
Check says manufacturers cashed in on Pac-Man fever.
And then eventually Ms. Pac-Man came out, and that changed everything because that had all different levels and stuff. And then there was other variations, Baby Pac-Man, Junior Pac-Man. There was Pac-Land. There was Pac-Mania. There was a game called Professor Pac-Man, which was a quiz game based on Pac-Man.
Because of its popularity, Pac-Man isn't so valuable. Instead, Chet guesses his rarest and most valuable game is a stinker based on the Three Stooges. No one liked to play it, and very few remain. Only about 12 games will be available to play at the exhibit. Matt Welter is the Neville Museum's curator of education. He says most of the machines will be cordoned off in deference to the works of art he believes they are.
These are antiques, and that's going to be the challenge of this exhibit, is we're going to have things all around these different exhibits because they are antiques. And it's, you know, we're so used to just seeing that and going, oh, let's just play.
Count Bradley Check among those who can't resist the play. He fired up his Q-Bert machine circa 1982.
The clunking is the sound of Q-Bert falling as if he fell inside the machine.
Besides the playability factor and the airbrushed side panel art, Check feels the machines harken back to the days when what was available in an arcade was just plain better than the home systems.
I think it's a great way for people to remember what it was like back in the arcade days. Doing an exhibit like this shows people how much of a cultural impact these games were back in the early 80s, and I think people have forgotten that.
The exhibit runs until September. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.